This is your first combat at level 3. You excited to use any of your new tricks?
Yes, got some new tricks, got some old tricks. I'm hoping to roll some crit tricks.
I used my one level 3 spell to escape with Cheyenne before they did this. So
you're capped. You just have your first level spells.
Yeah. And now Cheyenne's back here.
Poor Cheyenne. I'm empathetic. I wrote the character though. All right, Brad, you have your cheat sheet too?
I do.
All right. Then let's get started. We are at a face-off. There are two gnolls in front of you, one of them holding this large single-faned axe to a commoner's throat. He is a gnoll. He stands pretty tall, towering over most of the people within this crowd, wearing this plate armor that seems to be accented with cloth that is black and red. 20 feet away from him, another gnoll stands there with this round orb, and we can sense this arcane and divine magic beginning to emanate through it. The one with the hostage. Cheyenne, surrender now. We know who you are. No one has to get hurt, especially this person here. The other one with the orb takes a tentative step forward. Listen, Dax and I, we're good people. We're just here to collect a bounty. In fact, we're better people than you. We are not criminals. You're the criminal. So just turn yourself in and be at peace. Diane's standing there, this large ghostly figure coming out of his back, seems paralyzed by indecision within this moment.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I'm playing the Clockwork Kitsune Magus Shu.
Hello there, my name is Jay, and I play Bilge, your favorite third level Yosoki Ranger.
Hi there, I'm Brad, and I play Jasper Klieg, a level 3 orc that straddles the line between gunslinger and medic.
With a lead on the Midnight Mirage in my pocket, I traversed the back alleys towards Shadow's Chimera. Ran into Cheyenne, of all people, on a mission to Funtown, till I made the Gnoll Bounty Hunters. Seems our bounties are worth the attention of the Ascended. I made my case. Run, boy. Live to avenge another day. But he stayed, or it made him. A spirit, a ghost, something erupted from him. And then my faithful companions surprised me further with robes and weapons. A bathhouse, really.
What would you like to do? Are you going to start anything?
Shu would like to start something.
Then with that being said, we are in initiative. Ember goes first. She is unsure what to do, so she is actually going to delay her turn until after the first attack is met, which will take us to Jasper.
He's going to try to shoot the closest one, the one who looks more heavily armored.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to spend a hero point.
Okay.
That's probably a good choice.
Okay, that is a 26. For 5 damage. I will shoot the other one. Barring cover of any kind, I will hit the other one. For 6 damage. Striding boldly in his bathrobe from the bathhouse out into the cool night air, Jasper ponders how a person can declare themselves righteous, being flawed as they are, and decides that the matter should be decided by the gods. So pulling out his gun, heroically, he shoots the one in heavy armor in the back, reloads like a real champion, an educator of righteousness, and then shoots the other one in the back.
As Jasper pulls out this gun to fire, Bilge, you are next.
All right, let's see. Bilge, with weapons at hand, he takes one of his blades and taps some bracelets on his wrist. Bracelets of dashing. It's going to give him a +1 item bonus to acrobatic checks. And as part of the activate, once per day, he's going to gain a 10-foot movement speed bonus for 1 minute.
Nice.
Which he is going to use to slowly creep through the crowd as he begins to hunt. Bilge begins to navigate through the crowd, not yet giving away his position, as he gets sight of the magic caster and begins to hunt his prey.
Shoo.
Stride up and then disarm. Rolled a 30. That should be a crit. Shu, seeing that Dax has a hostage, is going to run right up to Dax using one action to stride and then kick the weapon in their hands, out of their hands, as they say, "Bunny, you claim to be righteous, but hold a blade to a citizen's throat." And then they're going to attempt to kick the weapon away from Dax.
The kick is going to provoke. I rolled a 19 on the die.
Oh, that's just, it's a crit. Don't even tell me so the total. It's a crit.
It is almost certainly a crit. So we are actually going to interrupt the kicking action. He punches you, straight in. You probably, like, you're kicking it, right? So he punches you right in the kneecap.
Oh!
We can hear the crunch sound of it as he does 14 points of damage.
Shu will, getting hit in the knee, realizing that their knees are not also made of metal, is going to kick back away from the axe and sneer at Dax.
All right. Ember is going to pop herself back into initiative, is going to run up to the edge of this porch, roughly 10 feet away from Dax, and will attempt a trip attack from this position, which she succeeds at. Knocking Dax to the ground, she gains panache, and she will take a third action to jump over this railing and grab the hostage, which takes us to the person she has attacked. And with one action, we will pick up the axe, just at his feet. And the second action, he looks at you, he sneers, as he casts a spell. Give me a fortitude save.
Oh, God. All right.
You got this.
Here, this isn't Shu's great. It's a 24. That's actually not that bad.
That is a success.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So you are going to take 5 unholy damage.
Righteous, they said.
But they will not get the penalty to AC as we attempt to bring this weapon down on your throat. 26 to hit. 14 points of damage.
Ooh, Shoe's not feeling so hot.
This gnoll moves forward to try to emanate this magical divine energy onto Shoe. His fur begins to change to this red. His eyes grow a little darker as he expresses a touch of corruption towards Shu. Shu resists the effects. It's taking a little bit of unholy damage that doesn't stop from jumping up with the single faint axe and bringing it right down on Shu's arm. Unfortunately for him, he wasn't anticipating the arm to not be you know, fleshy arm. This will end his turn as he turns to Vax and is like, Vax, there's more of them. Vax takes an action and gives off a whistle. And anyone with any sort of military background, which is primarily Bilge, this is a signifier that people need to mobilize of some sort. For his second action, he takes this orb up and begins to put his hand over it as we begin to see fire appear. And this fire grows larger and larger and larger until he throws it, creating a flaming sphere. And this sphere goes directly towards Cyan. Cyan is able to make the save, some fire damage as a result. Cyan goes with this large ghostly figure emanating from his back, is going to take one action and go into a martial arts stance, a mountain stance, if you will, and will take a second action and will move to Shu and go, what are you doing? While also giving them some healing.
Please and thank you. I like not being dead.
So he gets to use D10s because of his feat choice. So that's 4 and 8. As this happens, this ghostly figure reaches over to Shu and envelops into Shu's body. And we can feel some of the pain begin to dissipate from him. At initiative 0, Dax will go, who the hell are you? As he reached over to pick up his axe and swing. The crowd also begins to maneuver a little bit, causing chaos, particularly with the sight of magic and the sound of gunshots. In the distance, maybe about 30, 40 feet from this encounter, there is a cart being pulled by two horses. And with a failed will save, they will begin to panic, not quite rushing forward yet, but on the verge of doing so. Jasper, you're up.
He's not going to take a move action to get closer to Shu, just in case Shu needs a little more juice shortly. And with his last action, he's going to, as a bad man, shoot someone holding an orb. Is there any cover between Jasper and Vax?
I will say no.
Then the bullet hits Vax for 6 damage. All right. Stepping down from the bar as he moves closer to Shu, Jasper answers the question hanging heavily in the air as citizens are running hither and thither. Who are we? We are decidedly bad folk. Reloads his gun and shoots Vax for 6 damage.
Bilge.
I'm going to take a stride, do a twin takedown, and then a third attack for shits and giggles. Bilge sees an opening, the last pedestrian between him and his hunted prey. He sprints for it, past the pedestrian, past the fire to his right, straight into the vision of his hunted prey. And that's when he's close enough to see the horse-drawn carriage coming their way. But he's already got the momentum, so he lashes out with an attack. Twin blade takedown, and sinks his sword into the leg of the caster for 5 damage.
Alright, Shu. This guy is prone in front of you, technically.
We are going to step, stride, and strike. Shu, answering Cyan, says, we're saving your ass. Now get in here and help Jasper and Ember. And steps out of Dax's range and dashes through the crowd. They run to cut off the caster's escape route, knowing that Bilge has started to attack them. They want to make sure that the caster can't get away. They run into a flanking position and strike the caster, hitting them with a glancing blow for 5 bludgeoning damage.
Ember looks towards Shu passing by, like, what do I do now? And will strike at Dats on the floor, will miss with her multiple attack penalty, she'll miss with her second attack, and miss with the third attack. Ember is not trained very well. She takes her spear and begins to try to poke and prod at Dax, but Dax is wearing plate armor. The normal places where she should be able to get a killing blow are very well defended. She begins to freak out a little bit as Dax turns around to look right at her and will prepare an intimidating strike. With a critical hit, this attack goes right through her bathrobe, slicing her right down the center, bringing her down outright for 38 points of damage. Vax looks to find himself surrounded and will spend one sustained action to run this fire right into Bilge. Bilge can go ahead and give me a reflex saving throw.
Appear 28.
You will not take any damage from this flaming sphere, but they cast a different spell, which envelops this knoll in a black and reddish aura, as they have cast Sanctuary on themselves. Cyan will do a two-action heal onto Ember as this ghost jettisons out of his back and will attempt to bring Ember back up, healing her for 26, and will cast the shield spell as this ghost out of his back begins to give a protective hug over Cyan's body. These horses will attempt a will save. This time they will resist the temptation to freak out and bulldozer over the fight, but people are beginning to move out of the way, largely clearing the streets. Luckily, it will reduce the amount of casualties to any sort of big outburst. Dax looks towards Cyan after swinging this intimidating strike. Just come with us. We'll let everyone else live. This is not a fight you win. And Cyan grits his teeth, unsure of what to do. Jasper, you're up.
All right. Jasper is going to reload. He's going to shoot Vax.
Oh, God. Give me a wisdom save, please.
23.
The creature can attempt this attack and any other attacks against the target this turn. You're able to pierce through Vax's protective shield.
All right, I'll take a shot. Is there cover because of Bilge?
Probably. We'll get plus two AC.
That will... Oh, do I want to spend another hero point?
Yeah, one every episode.
He's born already. All right. Stay in the skull. God fucking damn it. All right, well, turn an eight to a one.
Okay.
All right. Third action is going to be to reload.
All right.
Jasper, staring into the melee, looks at Dax as he's standing over Ember and is like, why don't you pick on someone your own size, you big bully? Tilt my head towards Cyan. And then aim, like, as he reloads his pistol, he aims through the scrum that is Bilge, Vax, and Shu. He's like, no, okay, hold still now, hold still. And like shoots. And the bullet, like, ricochets between Bilge's leg and tail and almost clips him in the ankle.
Hey!
You've got this!
I'm working here.
Bilge.
Do I attempt the will save first if I want to attack the caster?
You have to commit at least one action.
I will commit a twin attack. That'll be a 22.
You meet it. The creature can attempt its attack and any other attacks against the target this turn.
I will lead with the twin attack. All right, one hit, one miss. I guess since I have the allowance, I'll just do all three attack actions. That does not help me. Okay, so the very first thing and the very last thing will hit. Bilge, with bullets flying in between his legs and a fire on his ass, decides he needs to take more attacks. Despite whatever magical effect is going on before his eyes. Let me get ya. He lashes out with a twin attack and only manages to get one of his blades to pierce the mage. In frustration, he just keeps swinging. Ah, gotta get ya. And out of four attacks total, he manages to land the first one and the last one, slicing at the legs of this bounty hunter scumbag.
Okay, pirate.
For a total of 8 slashing damage.
Shu, you're up.
I think this is actually, this is good for Shu. I think this gives Shu a little room to flex. So I'm going to cast Electric Arc and then do Arcane Cascade. But so it's all 3 actions. Shu looks at Vax, knowing exactly what spell this is, and thinks for a moment. They try to think of a way to get around what might trigger this spell. They snap their fingers, and then you see their tail come out from behind their bathrobe as a little bit of electricity is flung between Vax and Dax. I need you to make me a reflex save.
28 and a 19.
Ooh. The 28 critically succeeds, the 19 normally succeeds.
This figure is in front of you, is able to duck out the electric attack, also aware of what this is. However, the armored individual, the electricity conducts to the armor and will take half damage.
They take 3 damage total then. Electricity. Shu will then enter a guarded stance as they put their legs wide and their fists forward. They enter Arcane Cascade as lightning starts swirling around them.
Ember makes the reluctant decision to stand up, unaware of the consequences of that, being a little ignorant of the possibility of an attack of opportunity.
You fool, you thought you could stand up?
Which Dax turns around and goes, stay down, hitting with a 23 on the AC for 13 damage. Ember is up, is going to take a step back, and will attempt to trip Dax, and just cannot get a footing. She is bleeding, she's at wounded too, she is not having it. In this case, Dax is going to move towards Jasper and Cyan. Someone my own size, I'll take both of you. And he is going to sweep.
Ooh.
I'm going to make a single attack against both of your ACs.
Your DM ship, I'm going to request that because I'm behind a railing, that I get a slight bit of cover.
Sure, I'll give you plus 2 AC. 15 on the die for a 30 to hit. It crits Cyan.
Yeah, that's 2 crits, in fact.
All right, take 32. He moves forward and just takes the single faint axe and slashes through Cyan and Jasper. Cyan is going to react to break his shield, reducing that damage a little bit, but will not help Jasper in this particular case. Vax looks towards Shu and Bilge, realizing Sanctuary isn't working, is going to instead use his bigger spell. It's only a 23. This dark energy sprouts out from this arm and envelops Shu. Shu feels blood begin to boil, body begin to age unnaturally cold. You are going to take 5d6 cold damage for 19 cold damage plus 1 fire as something emanates from his side, dealing 20 total. And with his last action, we are going to attempt to light Bilge on fire. And Bilge, can you give me another reflex saving throw?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is going to be a 29.
That's a success. And as I've learned, successes means no damage on Flaming Sphere. Cyan will, reaching out, this ghost shrinks a little bit as another ghost appears out of that ghost's back, but disengages from the body as Cyan will cast spiritual weapon, a two-action spiritual weapon, and will bring this one right onto Dax as an attack, and will roll a 19 on the die. So as this ghost leaves Cyan's back, it will do 10 damage to Dax. He's still looking pretty healthy. Cyan, as a third action, we will attempt a one-action heal on Jasper. Heal 15, Jasper. These horses do not save. I need everyone to give me a basic reflex save. Jasper, you can have a +5 to this because you have not... Even though this railing is destroyed, you are not in immediate harm's way.
I would like to declare a hero point.
Okay.
I add a 16 to this. Okay? This was +16.
Okay.
Total's an 18.
Okay. That is a success.
Oh, thank God.
I had a +5 to this. I got an 18 as well.
Okay, that is success. Bilge?
Bilge has a 15.
That is not a success.
All right.
All right. Everyone begins to jump out of the way as these horses begin to trample through the crowd. Only Bilge is caught with the worst of it, but still making it into a narrow alleyway. Bilge will take 8 points of bludgeoning damage as this heart goes wild. Within the back of the cart was unsecured goods. All sorts of different fruits and vegetables, as well as a couple of wine bottles. This ground here, now within this road, is considered difficult terrain. You can ignore the difficult terrain by taking 1d4 damage per 5 feet of movement. Cyan was looking about what to do, still unsure what decision to make, but that decision has to be waylaid by this obstacle. Jasper, you are up.
All right. So I'm going to attempt to battle the medicine Cyan, myself, and then shoot Dax.
Okay.
So let's start with Cyan. This is going to be a DC 20. Okay, that will hit. He will get 32 HP back. Remind me, it's risky surgery. I will attempt to do the same to myself. Success. 6. And I will get 25 back, which will be enough to get me to full. We will then attempt to shoot Dax. And then we'll miss.
Okay.
As the horses plow through the streets, knocking everyone around, Jasper backs up against the railing and seeing that Dax has jumped onto the porch and is 10 feet away, but is not within melee, makes a judgment call. He slaps a healing patch in Cyan for 32, whips off the robe's belt and like ties it around his own wound and heals that up. And unfortunately, that was the robe belt. So needless to say, the wind is breezy. And then proceeds to bounce a bullet off Dax's chest plate, looking a little sheepish.
Bilge, you are up.
Okay. Is Sanctuary still in effect?
It is not. He took a hostile action.
Okay. Then I am going full offense with a twin takedown attack and 2 attacks after that.
We are no longer flat-footed, by the way.
I understand. Okay, 1 of the 2. Man, I gotta start rolling better.
You really do.
I really do.
Don't we all?
These are not easy, guys. So,
Bilge notices the footwork of the caster. They're making a run for it. And as soon as they do, he tries to keep up with his relentless stalker feet. And out of the corner of his eye, he sees the carriage and the horses coming for him. He dives forward, a twin takedown attack, but something happens. Why is it always the tail?
Ah! Why is it always the tail?
Bilge misses his twin takedown attack. Furious, he lurches forward for more. Nothing but air, even more outrageous. He tries one last time and gets him right in the foot. For a total of 4 piercing damage.
We're whittling him down, guys. Shoo.
Oh, wait. This would be hilarious. Can I, like, get around this person like this?
Sure.
Bilge, I'm apologizing in advance for this.
Just do it. It'll be cool.
Seeing the street as torn up as it is, Shu gets an idea. They run behind Vax. They crouch down and then push both hands up as they drive a hydraulic push into the back of Vax. Critting with a 19 on the die, they're going to send them flying 10 feet back.
Okay.
Dealing 18 bludgeoning damage from the spell and 11 damage from the punch.
Okay, nice.
As they yell, Bilge, duck!
Come to Baba.
Yeah, I guess he technically bounces into Bilge. It's so technically not moving back, but also, if Bilge wants to duck, I'll allow him to fly over Bilge.
If I duck down, maybe a little trip action. He's already knocked down anyway by rule, right?
If he ducks, sure.
Yeah, okay, so it's like a teamwork trip now.
Yeah,
I feel better about my playstyle.
It was Bilge's plan the whole time.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll a trip. Athletics check, please.
13. Solid and stout.
You catch him.
Yeah.
A little bit, but he's able to land on his feet. As he spits out a couple of teeth and grits, he is very hurt. Ember jumps over the railing to where Dax is and looks towards everyone. It's like, I see people coming. I think we need to move. Jumping over here will attempt to trip Dax. Rolling a 19 on the die, that has to be it, right? Yeah.
One could hope.
Dax falls down to the ground, taking a little bit of fall damage for a critical success, for 1 point of bludgeoning damage, and looks to take off, realizing the mistake of not provoking an attack of opportunity, will choose to run the other way with her panache speed, limping as she is wounded too. Dax looks on the ground right now, will stand up and walk over to Cyan. We'll attempt to strike. It's like, just get down and we'll let everyone go. Rolling enough to hit. Dealing 18 damage to Cyan. He grits his teeth. He's not very injured, but he's very annoyed. But sees that his brother in arms and nearly in name get hurt pretty badly. Vax takes a different approach. We'll spend one action to cast the jump spell. Landing on his feet, take one action to catch the jump spell, and is instead going to attempt to take a running jump up across to this roof here and to safety. And will succeed on his athletics check to do so. Cyan looks towards Jasper. He is going to attempt a 3-action heal, and this for him is actually a 60-foot cone. So now that everyone is kind of not as bunched up as before, he's able to get himself, Jasper, Bilge, and Shu, ghostly energy, envelops into Jasper's shoes and Bilge's body, healing 12 points of healing. And that will be his turn. And on that initiative zero, Bilge, Jasper, Shu, and Cyan looks up and sees what looks to be these people in the same blackish cloth with red ornaments on the sleeves appear on the roof. Diane looks towards Dax and goes, fine, I surrender. And the ghost begins to envelop back into his body. Jasper, what would you like to do?
Jasper thinks this is a bad scenario, but since Cyan has said, all right, I surrender, well, I guess that settles the matter. And Jasper will walk right past the guy, will walk right past Vax, into the bathhouse and grab everybody's gear that's still left in there.
Sure. Okay.
As he's like going in to get the stuff, he's like, gentlemen, discretion is the better part of valor. We should continue this matter another day. And Jasper will duck into the bathhouse and grab everybody's gear.
This bathhouse is pretty large. You're probably getting to the room and picking everything up within your 6-second turn.
That's fine.
Bilge.
Bilge is going to look to Shu.
I told Cyan not to do this. We're in over our head. Let's run.
And Bilge is going to spend all three of his actions to stride after Ember.
Shu.
So I'm going to run up. I'm going to dimensional assault Cyan and headbutt him similarly how I did earlier and then tell him to run. And then I'm going to run after Jasper.
I don't even know what.
I can roll to hit.
Sure, roll to hit. He's a 20 AC right now.
24, let's go. That'll deal one damage.
Nice.
Your headbutt?
Yeah, because it doesn't have any of my... Oh, it'll deal 5 damage because I have a +4 to strength.
Right, okay.
Shu, watching Bilge run away, looks over to Cyan, surrendering. Shu dashes to the street, jumps into the street, and then blinks, and appears on the porch next to Cyan, and with the same momentum, headbutts Cyan as hard as they can, and says, "Run, you idiot! Like last time!" And pushes them and runs after Jasper.
With that, we will fade to black. Next week, we start a chasing.
The one who looks more heavily armored.
All right.
The one holding the hostage, so if you miss.
Hostage, you say?
Uh-oh.
I might have forgot about that. Might have forgot.
Just gave that descriptor.
I was thinking about being a breezy robe without my undies on. Okay, that is a 26.
26 will hit.
Does a hostage provide cover?
No.
All right.
26 will hit. From a map perspective, Jasper is on a porch right in front of the bathhouse. You are technically shooting this knoll in the back. The hostage is giving cover in the other direction.
Well, in the most heroic of fashions, I'll shoot them in the back for 5 damage.
Yeah, hero stuff.
And then, heroically, justly, I reload and continue with this theme of being a righteous man in a bathrobe. I will shoot the other one, who has a lesser AC. Reloads like a real champion, an educator of righteousness, and then shoots the other one in the back.
Alright.
How righteous?
Self.
He does 14 points of damage.
All right.
Think of how much more that would have hurt if he'd have hit with you in the knee with an axe. Yeah.
Yeah.
and will attempt a trip attack from this position.
I see this is her, like, taking the staff and just, like, bashing him in the back of the head with it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just full force, like, right under the neck to just try to get him to fall forward. Which
like a hero.
Which
like a hero.
Unfortunately for him, he wasn't anticipating the arm to not be, you know, fleshy arm. As he,
you're telling me that he didn't anticipate the metallic arms?
No. No, he did not. Diane is able to make the save, some fire damage as a result. Oh, creatures that succeed on the save take no damage. Why would they say it's a basic research reflex save if they're just going to change it later?
If they fail, they take double, right? Like, critically fail?
I guess, but normally they would just write out the chart for me instead of saying basic reflex. Whatever, he took fire damage. In the narrative.
Boo! Boo!
We won't actually count it towards his HP pool, but... So there's no penalty for standing on the Flaming Sphere in 2nd edition.
Cue Garth Brooks standing outside the fire.
He's kind of weird.
Get the hell out of the street, all of you!
He already has a plan to knock down Dax in the middle of the street so they can get run over, so...
I don't think Amber was seeking that far.
I'll give a silver to every citizen who stomps this dude.
Yes!
I like that a lot better. I don't know how everyone else is.
Do you want me to just redo it all, or are you going to splice?
Yeah, I can splice it.
Well, you can splice it.
Oh, we can spice it?
Mm. Oh, he volunteered. You fool! You fool!
Send it over to me, let's go.
Right through her bathrobe, splicing her right down the center.
You're telling me the bathrobe is not a good defense. Got it. Understood.
Bring her down outright for 38 points of damage.
All right, we gotta maybe use Vax as a hostage. I think that's the next step. Reverse the hostage situation.
As they have cast Sanctuary on themselves.
You a real piece of shit.
Fifteen on the die for a 30 to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I hope that plus two helps.
Yeah, absolutely. That's gonna nail Cyan.
It crits Cyan.
It's one roll for both?
It's one roll for both, yeah.
You fucker. Yeah, that's two crits, in fact.
Uh-oh. Not the railing.
Well, like, in fairness, my AC's down one because I'm wearing a robe and not leather armor, but that with those numbers, what does it fucking matter?
How much HP do you have?
I got 40.
All right, take 32.
100.
You can't immediately die.
You say that like... you say that like you can make it true.
Takes 32. That's exciting. Who is pissing me off more, though? The Land of a Thousand Cuts or the Electric Arc Man? Let's beat up Bilge. No, yeah. She talked more. To be fair, she talked more.
That's right.
Hodge, you were talking that shit, boy.
He was talking mad crap earlier.
That's a success. And as I've learned, successes means no damage on Flaming Sphere. Cyan will... Cyan...
will retroactively heal their burned ass.
I feel like you need Cyan to do damage. Like, you need him to cast an offensive spell. But you also need him to not kill the party. To make sure the party isn't
just
die.
The reaction harm. What's the, well, come on, coward. Kill everyone in a 30-foot radius.
So shield is down. I can cast... No, that's an AoE. I'm going to kill somebody. That's not the bad guy. All right.
As he's going to the bathhouse, is like something the better part of valor, like running away is, what's that phrase? Like running away is the better part of valor or something.
I've heard discretion is the better part of
valor. Yes, thank you.
Discretion is the better part of valor.
Like, and as he's like going in to get the stuff, he's like, gentlemen, discretion is the better part of valor.
She's out of spells.
That's the deciding factor, not like the other 10 bodies that is about to show up.
She's out of spells. Yeah, you know.
I guess
it was nice knowing you, Cyan. we're out.
I guess the choice could be is to tell Cyan to run. Right? Like.
Yeah.
So you either fight. Flight without Cyan or flight with Cyan?